It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We are so excited here on the Kathy Romano Show that we have $1,818 to give away. I am anyway, because this is the most amount of money that I've given away since I got here.
Let's do this. Let's give this money away.
What is 198? That's the question. We have Aaron on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
All right, well, let's see if maybe you're going to do even better. Let's see if you get the correct answer. What is 198?
Here's hoping. My wonder is if you add up all four of your phone extensions at the radio stations, does that add up to 198?
Do we have phone extensions here, Bobby?
Oh, you just gave it away.
I guess not.
Sorry, Aaron. I don't even.
Aaron, we do all have phone extensions, but I am not shocked at all that Kathy doesn't even realize that she has a phone extension here in the building. So, yes, you do.
Are they numbers?
If to your email address, type in your name and click on it, it's going to give you your information and your profile, and it's going to show your extension number there.
Oh.
So, thank you, though, Aaron, for
Aaron.
Us teach Kathy what's in the employee manual that she never read. So. Definitely. Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Have a great day, Aaron.
So, do you see your extension? Did it pop up on there yet?
No. You said in email? And
yeah,
then where?
You write your name in there and then click on your name. It'll give you your it'll show like your information about you, and it'll show it on there, and it should show right there. You have an extension.
You'll have to show me later because I don't see it.
It's not working.
What is 198? Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. I just got a text message from a friend that said, this question is so annoying.
You know what? Wait, that friend deserves this right here. Yeah, they're correct.
Sorry, Lindsay, that you think our question is annoying. What is 198? That is the annoying question. $1,818 is what we have to give away, and we are going to go to Suzanne and see if maybe she has the correct answer. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I think I have the wrong answer, but it's okay.
You might as well try.
That's right. So I think it's the last two digits of your zip codes combined. That was my mom's guess. So I'm being a good daughter and using her guess.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I just looked Laura's up. So I'm going to put hers in. I put mine in. What's yours?
55.
Okay. What's yours, Brett?
04.
And the answer is... 163. Ooh. So close.
Suzanne, I like that equation, though.
Yes,
I like the way you're going with that equation, all right?
Yeah, Suzanne.
Got it, Bobby. Yep.
Do you, Suzanne? Do you got it?
Yeah, she's got it. Come on.
All right, Suzanne, have a great day.
You too.
Let's go to our next caller, Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
What is 198?
I'm going to guess it's the numbers used for a simple equation of 1 minus 9 equals negative 8.
1 minus 9 equals negative 8. You are correct, and that is correct math, but it is not the correct answer. Sorry, Laura.
It's all good. Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, how do you spell your name?
L-O-R-A?
Oh, it is L-O-R-A. Okay. Because I noticed that you pronounced it Laura, and we had a conversation with our... Laura. How does she pronounce it? Is it Laura?
Laura. Yeah, not Laura. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
We've had that conversation with our Laura, that she's not a Laura. She's a Laura.
Laura. Yes. Okay. But you actually spell it L-O-R-A. That's what we were wondering.
Yes.
All right. Have a great day and keep trying if we don't get a correct answer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh.
All right. Now we have Laura.
Oh, look at
on
that.
The
we
line.
Have a Laura.
Good morning, Laura.
Hello. How's everybody?
Good. Are you L-A-U-R-A?
I am.
Okay. All right. Just checking. All right. What is 198, Laura?
So I don't think mine's right either, but it's bugging me. So
confidence.
Yeah, the confidence in the audience is really low.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like somebody probably guessed this, but I couldn't find it. So it's the amount of money that you all spend when you all go to a Phillies game. The ticket prices.
Ooh. Oh, the ticket part of all the
so
money.
So collectively, 198.
Well, Bobby gets his tickets for free. So
Here we go. Someone's
lovely.
And you think Kathy Romano spends any money on those Phillies tickets? Are you serious? Are we going to go there?
So we're at $0 so far.
It's all right. We have $0 between the two of us.
Mom pays for mine.
And Brett's mom. All right.
My mommy's got it covered.
So Laura hasn't gone to a game yet.
Sorry, Laura. That is not the correct answer.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
You got it. Thank you.
Oh, a good guess.
That was good.
We will do a second round of this at 9:10. We did not get the correct answer, but you're on the right path.
Yeah, there was definitely one of those guesses we just had where the equation involved is definitely what we're talking about here.
What is 198? We'll do it at 9:10.
Philly weather.
All right, we've got $1,818 for the impossible question. What is 198? We've got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What is 198?
I think it is the number of free baseball ticket games that you have given away.
Oh, that we've given away.
That we've given away. Oh, because we do like to give away a lot of free Phillies tickets, Flyers tickets too, and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, unfortunately, right. We did not give away 198 tickets, though.
Not it, Mike.
All right. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I know we're driving you crazy, Mike. And if you want to and you want to complain, you just send an email to Kathy at B101Philly.com, okay?
I work night work. I've been losing sleep over this game.
Oh. All right, Mike. Well, listen, we've got a few more guesses. If they don't get the correct answer, we're going to do it tomorrow. So maybe you can try back tomorrow.
Okay. I keep trying.
All right. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
All right, so we're going to keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. What is 198? What? Are you at school? Bernadette.
Oh, my God. I'm on a school bus. I am parked right now, though. So
are you, like, did you wander on the school bus, or you're allowed to be?
No, I am the driver.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let me get this done quickly.
Oh, right. My gosh.
I think it's the last two.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
So
hold on, Bernadette. Hold on. Wait. We've got $1,818. The question is, what is 198? We've got to hurry up and get Bernadette's answer because she got to get these kids to school.
Yeah.
Bernadette, what's your answer?
It is the last two digits of your weights combined.
The last two digits of our weights combined. Bernadette, you are a woman. I am also a woman. Do you really think I'm going to give my weight out live on the air?
Just the last two digits.
Well, but what would you would know the first digit?
Well, if you're all 150, 50 times 4 is 200, so approximately.
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 Unfortunately, no, that is not the correct answer. Now go get those kids to school.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's like, I gotta go.
She pulled over. She was so quick. She needed to get that answer out.
Kids are gonna be a little late for homeroom.
Yeah. I can pretty much guarantee you that I will never have anything to do with our weight on the air. Like, I am not giving
not
you
giving
my
that
weight.
Up.
Come on.
Nope.
All right, let's go to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
What is 198?
It is the number of days between your birthdays, all of your birthdays.
So you take in between our birthdays and then you would add them all up?
Yes.
Okay. So
isn't that a year?
Four of us. I'm doing the
math. Isn't it just a year?
Yeah, wouldn't that? I think that would equal 365, right?
Well, no. No, I mean, if you start the first one of the year to the last one of the year.
Okay.
Okay, so
we're not circling all the way back.
Not circle back.
So it would be, your birthday is December?
My birthday is December 4th.
So it would be Bobby.
Yeah, to you.
Me.
To Laura.
To Laura, to Brett.
Brett. Very interesting.
It is really interesting. We don't feel like doing the math. It's not the right answer. Lisa, thank you so much for trying.
All right, thank you.
Okay, let's go to Kristen. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Okay, you are our last guest.
Ooh, no pressure.
Let's see if you can get this money. 1818, what is 198?
Ooh. I'm going to say it's how many years you all have been in South Jersey.
How many years we all have been in South Jersey? So that you take the years and combine them.
Yes.
That we've all lived there?
Yes, have been down here now locally, yes.
South Jersey. Well, only one of us.
Bobby's the only one that lives in South Jersey. The rest of us live in Pennsylvania. So, Kristen, he is not 198 years old.
No.
Thank you for trying, Kristen.
Thank you. I do look great for 198. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Bye.
Hey, she made a lot of people happy. Now it's $1,919 tomorrow. We're sorry for driving you insane.
She just made me really happy. 1919. Now we need to get to 2000. I will say. What? Don't say it, Brett?
I think she could say it. Go ahead and say it. You will say what?
What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know if you were going to say that some of these were close, but I was like, don't trick them. None of these were close.
No, that's what I was going to say. They're not close.
It's not our weight, okay? Nothing with weight. We know that.
The earlier guesses.
There was one in particular.
Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Earlier guesses in the 7:10 break this morning. One of the guesses was on the right track.
Yeah, these last ones, no. Where are you guys going? Come back.
Come back here.
I think they need a hint, you guys.
Well, maybe we'll give them a hint tomorrow. You never know. We could just do a random topic on the air that is exactly what the answer is.
Or maybe we already did the topic.
Oh.
Or maybe we didn't.
Or maybe we didn't.